Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for April Fool's Day fake news stories. Over the last decade, we have observed an alarming growth in the number of organizations and personalities who have adopted the practice of publishing false news stories online on April 1st in an effort to have a little fun and make people laugh. Well, we at the Committee for Self-Righteous Indignation and the Suppression of Mirth are here to remind you that fun and laughs are highly overrated. But something much more serious is involved in this terrible practice of deceiving people for the sake of humor. I must remind you that deceiving people should only be done for the sake of important things like politics, gender, and the messiah-like planet-saving ability of electric vehicles. Since so much of our effort to fundamentally change America requires us to mislead, misinform, and misdirect the American people, for their own good, obviously, because they are too foolish to accept our causes if we were fully honest about them, it is vital that we only use lies for the most important purposes and that we never use lies for trivial reasons, which then remind people they might want to carefully evaluate information and news for themselves for accuracy instead of simply trusting everything they read. Yes, April Fool's stories remind people that they should be skeptical of information, especially if it sounds too good to be true. But of course, we need them to be gullible, particularly when we tell them things that are way too good to be true, such as that we can eliminate racism through reparations, or curb violence by defunding the police, or solve global warming by getting cows to fart less. Now, we admit, it's not nearly as bad when entities like for-profit companies or law enforcement agencies publish these fake stories, since we know they lie all the time. And we don't mind people perceiving them as unreliable. But when governmental entities or, gasp, news organizations do this, it really damages the essential blind trust we demand from our citizens. Also, research indicates that laughter and comedy make people happier and more satisfied with their lives, and since most of our agenda requires misery and dissatisfaction, such wanton humor cannot be tolerated. Thus, away with the dangerous tradition of April Fool's Day fake news. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, the new German Football Association jerseys from Adidas featuring the number 44 on the back because they very strongly resemble the SS iconography of the Nazis. Yes, it may seem inconceivable to anyone who hasn't seen the 44 jersey design, but it looks very much like something every member of the Gestapo would have worn on his lapel. Now, it is true that the designs were approved by the Union of European Football Associations, but UEFA was only ever shown the designs for numbers 1 through 26, since very few teams ever have a need for numbers higher than that. They did approve the single-digit 4 jersey, but almost certainly because standing on its own, the solo 4 does not call to mind the dual lightning bolt styling of the Third Reich's Schutzstaffel emblem. And even though the 4s most definitely have a protruding mark that differentiates them from an S, and even though the numbers are oriented upright instead of at an angle as the SS mark was, close is close and that's enough for us. This incident reminds us of the now well-established principle of sonic parallelism, which was the subject of Walensky's definitive treatise on microaggressions through homophone abuse, Volume 6. If otherwise okay words sound too much like canceled words, those words must be canceled simply for hanging around with the wrong word friend, so to speak. In this case, look-alike numbers that reminisce of bygone icons of atrocity should not be allowed to be blithely worn on the backs of young German soccer fans. And just to be safe, we probably ought to ban all use of the number 44 in whatever form, maybe just for a little while, like 10 years, so that graphic designers around the world can properly learn their lesson. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, our deepest gratitude for His High and Exalted Excellency, the Archbishop of Equity, in the Seattle Public School System, for continuing to eradicate any vestiges of that most horrible classist, racist, and generally bourgeois tactic of having gifted programs in the schools. Over the past few academic years, the district has been moving away from this educational caste system and toward a structure that it says is more diverse, equitable, and inclusive. Literally all three letters in the second most holy acronym string, DEI. As has been well established, there is a disproportionate participation in gifted programs by non-Asian non-minorities, which means gifted programs are discriminatory against all other historically oppressed groups. In order to remedy past injustices and undo decades of racist education, Seattle is putting all students of all capability levels together in the same classrooms so that none gets a better education than another. This new policy follows similar changes in Virginia, Rhode Island, New York, and California, which have seen great strides toward equality of mediocrity under the new policy aspirationally called No Child Gets Ahead. Now, instead of segregationist policies that sort students into different cohorts by academic potential and proficiency so that every child receives instruction tailored to their particular abilities, all students will be mixed together so that nobody gets exactly what they need, equitably, with diversity and inclusion for all. Amen. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
As you depart today, please note that we have changed the name of the informational packet from the bulletin to the handout. As Eldris Petunia Mitchell brought to our attention last week, it is very inappropriate for a body of virtue promotion such as ours to use any term for official business that contains the word bullet in it. Many people are triggered by this word of violence, and we want to be agents of peace, calm, and comfort, so please read your handouts fully before you recycle the non-bulletins. Refreshments this week are provided by Shuck and Jive Turkey, the makers of corn paste-based substitute meat for people who love to eat turkey and oysters, but believe in the moral dignity of our air and sea companions. Yes, with the carefully formulated, extruded, pressed, heat-treated, and artificially flavor-injected turkey and oyster-baked compote, you can pretend to still eat the morally forbidden fruit of fowl and shellfish. Shuck and Jive Turkey. You can really taste the disappointment.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.